from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, the new congestion pricing plan with a reduced $9 cost to drive into Manhattan below 60th Street has done nothing to tame New Jersey Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer's anger. In remarks made Tuesday, he declared his wish to see federal agencies open a 60-day comment period over what he sees as a plan that would disproportionately hurt Jersey commuters.
I refuse to stand around and let the MTA balance their mismanaged, out-of-control budget at the expense of Jersey taxpayers.
Gottheimer says officials managed to stop congestion pricing once, and they will do it again. Two wildfires that started on Monday have been 100% contained. According to the New Jersey Forest Fire Service, the Big Rusty wildfire in Haynesport has burned through 40 acres, while the Lakewood Country Club wildfire in Lakewood burned 35 acres. Homeowners in Morris County should be on the lookout for an ongoing scam.
Officials in Morris County warned on Monday that the scam centers around unlicensed contractors who pocket homeowners' money without any intention of completing the work. Homeowners should be especially suspicious of door-to-door solicitors offering home improvement projects. The Morris County Prosecutor's Office says local police have received several reports of these fraudsters within the past few months. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A Toms River man is under arrest and charged for events inside a church over the weekend. Police in Point Pleasant Beach say they were called to the church Sunday morning about a man who had dropped a gun from his pocket. Police arrested 60-year-old Randolph Tashman, who also claimed he was a police officer. Plus, they say he did not own the gun and did not have a firearms identification card. He's being held at the Ocean County Jail pending a detention hearing. Now, the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. Delta Airlines says it is adding more premium services for some users. One of those changes will include offering Shake Shack on some first-class flights out of Boston and Atlanta. The airline plans to reveal even more details today. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 139 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Avenue, Ewing, or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our storm system makes its big initial push late tonight through tomorrow morning. Everybody in New Jersey is about to get wet. And then low pressure stalls over to England, keeping our weather inclement and showery and windy through tomorrow night and Friday too. So it looks like wet weather will begin around midnight tonight. And rain could be heavy at times through tomorrow morning. Gusty wind kicking up too. Low temperatures tonight, upper 40s. Rain will taper around mid-morning for most of the state. But to the north and east, all day tomorrow, we'll see persistent showers around, possibly mixing with or changing to snow around sunset. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder tomorrow, stuck in the 40s. Friday will feature one more push of rain and snow showers. Another not very nice day. It'll still be cloudy, windy, and cold. Highs in the lower 40s will slowly dry out and warm up over the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg 57, Princeton 58, Cherry Hill 62. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by the Seasonal World Christmas Store. Open daily with a huge selection of everything Christmas to make your home a winter wonderland this holiday season. They're located right near Six Flags Great Adventure and the Jackson Outlets, and they're truly worth a visit. When you think Christmas, think Seasonal World.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.